Andrew Murray, Unite, moving motion 71. President, on Monday morning you asked delegates to renew this movement's commitment to world peace. What this motion does is address that very issue which has been most scarred by endless war over the last decade and beyond, wars in which our governments, British governments, have been deeply responsible. This addresses several issues of tremendous importance, this motion. The one on which I can, I think, be briefest is the question of Palestine, not because it is not of central importance. We all know, the experience of the last 60 years teaches us, there will be no peace in the Middle East without justice for the Palestinian people. However, this issue was thoroughly debated last year at Congress, and basically our motion with the amendments, the welcome amendments from PCS which we're accepting, seek to strengthen that basic position. Of course, our main new demand now this year must be that the British government give all out 100% support to the demand for recognition of a Palestinian state when it is discussed at the United Nations General Assembly later on. But of course, there is at least one other thing that's essential for peace in the Middle East, and that is a new Middle East peace envoy, because the present one is almost beyond parody. He stands there, apparently robed in white, on the banks of the Jordan, baptising the next generation of Murdochs, while calling for new war against Iran and Syria. This is a war addict as peace envoy, and frankly, Tony Blair shouldn't be paddling around in the Holy River. He ought to be taken to where he can account for his aggressive actions over the last 10 years instead. Now, Libya. Of course, there may be some colleagues here who will think that the situation in Libya has changed and has changed for the better, but we need to be very careful on this issue. For one thing, David Cameron is now saying interventionism is back. That is the last thing the Middle East or the world needs. And let's remember that David Cameron sought support for this war in Libya on the basis of one issue only, the protection of civilians. Well, if it was about protecting civilians, quite apart from the absurdity of bombing them in order to protect them, why did the British government brush aside one ceasefire proposal after another, and even now continues to brush aside all peace proposals from the African Union and from anywhere else? It is hypocrisy. This was another war about regime change in an oil-rich Arab country. And of course, we must hope that the new regime in Libya will be an improvement on the old one, although it is largely led by people who are deeply involved in the old one. I would only draw delegates' attention to the fact that Amnesty International just yesterday said that the new regime has been guilty of major human rights abuses already, particularly in the persecution of black Africans living in Libya. So we must reaffirm the position that was taken by Unite, Unison and other unions earlier on this year, that this war was a mistake, and in particular we must reject the idea once and for all that is so prevalent in Westminster that the British government has the right to choose which regimes around the world are legitimate and which are not, and are intervened to impose regime change. In relation to Afghanistan, I believe the issues are even clearer and starker. This is a war that has now been going on for 10 years, as long as two world wars put together, and it's been going on for at least 9.5 years after its original object, removing the bases of those responsible for the terrible atrocities of 9/11, was accomplished. It is now a war to prop up a discredited pro-Western regime, which is officially the most corrupt regime in the world, which passes legislation banning women from leaving home without a male escort, which has presided over an epic increase in opium production and has no democratic legitimacy or credibility. And this is a war even more dangerous in its regional implications possibly than the war in Iraq. It is now spreading into Pakistan, a nuclear-armed country, destabilising the situation there. It is fraught with disaster and it should be brought to an end now. There is not a single general, diplomat or expert anywhere in the world who now believes this war can be won. Everyone knows it will have to end in a political settlement, a political negotiation involving all parties in Afghanistan. And it is wrong that David Cameron should say he won't even think about withdrawing until 2014. Well, that will mean the loss of life of hundreds of more British soldiers drawn off from economic conscripts from deprived communities in a war that is utterly pointless, utterly unjust, and nothing more will be achieved. This withdrawal from Afghanistan should begin now and without any further delay. And we ought to just have a couple of questions for David Cameron. If this is an age of austerity, how can you find £4 billion a year to attack Afghanistan? How come your big society is big enough to occupy Afghanistan and bomb Libya, but not big enough to keep open care homes and libraries here at home? These are all additional reasons, comrades, why our movement should today once more assert that the cause of Labour is the cause of peace. Thank you very much.